Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Today, we're going to have the final report on our trip with a total eclipse. We're going to talk about Jack's first birthday, and we're going to talk about the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And I'm Stormin' Norman, and this is my fight song, take back my life song.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And this is going to be one cleanup show.
Yeah, this is a really big show.
Really big show.
We've been talking about this show for weeks and weeks, and it's finally here. And what you're saying, what? What's here? What could possibly be here?
I've listened to you. What could it? Well, this is the recap of the Solar Eclipse of the Sun show.
That's right.
And a couple of different recaps are going on. We're going to talk about the total eclipse of the sun.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say that Julie knows for how to, sure how to put the lips in eclipse.
That's right. For sure.
For including sure. Putting fun in dysfunctional.
That's right.
Which was our camping experience.
We should just think about all those things, you know, all those the inappropriate but fun kind of
the word. Malapropisms.
Exactly. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Malapropisms. You know,
Alex Jones, look it up, please.
Yeah, Alex Jones. What? What's
like,
it
what's
now?
The conspiracy
what's
theory?
The, what's the, you know, they'll just made up anyway by our government to keep us down, people, to keep us down.
You know, all pizza parlors now sell children, not pizza. Thanks, Alex. I'll check in with you later to ask you some more questions.
Alex Jones? You know, how old is Christy Brinkley? What? Why do you care?
Don't you know she's an alien?
Yeah.
Don't you know she's a pod person and that she...
Oh, she's no. Really is ageless and she's been around forever. Millennial, people, millennial.
What are you doing this bit for?
You brought up Alex Jones. And Alex Jones makes me laugh.
Me too.
It's not intentional, I'm sure, on his part, but he makes me laugh big time.
That's right.
And so here we are. We're going to talk about solar eclipse of the sun.
Yes.
You know, I also last
night. Which,
if
you've been following us, you know that we went there.
Yay!
We went to, as people like us in the know, we went to totality.
Yes. Or as I like to call it, totalitarianism.
Yes, that's what you've been saying. As opposed to anarchy.
Yeah. Exactly. And there was no anarchy involved. It was a mix. It was a very cultural experience.
It really was.
Because people from all over the world were coming to Jellystone.
We ended up in Jellystone because...
In Eureka, Missouri.
About a week before, and you know, we thought we had everything covered because we rented a camper.
Yes.
And had everything planned. We were going to Carbondale. And we were listening to NPR, and they had on this NASA lady.
Yes.
And they also had on a Carbondale lady who was heading the event,
yes,
which they're calling it. And they said between 60 and 80,000 people were going to descend on the Carbondale area. And we went, oops.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't go there.
Maybe the Walmart will be
packed.
Will be filled.
Yeah. And so we mad rush to try and find a place, a location, and everything was booked.
Everything.
And I just started like moving further and further
even
out
like,
from Carbondale.
You know, like the Mennonites Church parking lot.
Right.
Sorry.
We don't take you anymore.
No.
You know, first of all, we don't believe in the sun. We don't believe.
Fake news.
We don't believe in the sun. Yeah, exactly. So we know it's up there, but we don't know how this is all happening. It's magical.
But we did find a spot in totality in Eureka, Missouri.
Eureka, Missouri.
And do you guys have a quick little side? What was the scientist that invented the word Eureka?
In the Archimedes?
Yes.
Yes, Archimedes.
And Hello. Why? And why did Archimedes?
Well, I think it was water displacement. Like
he invented or he discovered. I guess he didn't invent it.
Yeah, it's always been
he
there.
He named it.
God has given us everything. It's just us discovering it.
That's right.
Like, oh, thank you. There's another thing to discover.
That's
like,
right.
I think he was trying to figure out a way. If I'm not mistaken. It all started, well, he was in the bathtub, right, soaking. But wasn't it because he was trying to figure out, the king had gave him a job, like, how do I measure gold appropriately?
Uh-huh.
And then, and I think he did it through water displacement.
Interesting.
I'm not a scientist.
Like, if you're chubby and you get in a bathtub, you understand right away the theory of water displacement.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's like you get in. And then when the you get it, it's like huge amount of water.
Yes.
You get out, it's like, wait, what happened? What, where'd the water go?
Exactly.
Hence, Eureka. Yeah.
Eureka. And that's where we went to. We thought we were very lucky. And to go there.
And we stayed at Jellystone.
And it was an experience. It wasn't our crowd initially because there were lots and lots of kids. But not as many as you'd thought. Because, no. Well, first of all, it was very interesting just because, like...
See, you're using the word interesting. That sort of melds the experience.
No, it was an awesome experience.
Okay.
But it had just as many down where...
Yeah.
It was really a decision in being okay with the whole experience.
It was a decision to be in flow.
Yes. Because as many awesome things happen, if I was somebody else, the negatives might have outweighed the positives. Yes.
And if I was somebody else.
Yes. And you were very... I'm going to use this word again to describe you. You were very charming on our trip.
I really?
Yes.
I thank you for that.
You really tried hard to be a charming person for our family.
Tried to keep it together.
Right, because you could have...
And I wasn't the one that threw the bag at Norm's head.
Yes, that was me by mistake. But I know that you would have... You would have been okay to just like write checks that Dad and I would have to cash.
That's right.
Like you go tell those people to knock that crap off that's now.
Right. Like the guy that had I'm a gun packer on his car.
Yes.
And
he goes, gun owner.
I'm a gun owner.
Yes.
That's right. And I did
from Indiana.
Yeah.
And then also they had babysit in the back. Mm-hmm. And then you were mimicking gun pointing. I'm like, Mom, I just don't know if that's... He goes, but she's like, I'm like on his side. Like, yeah, get on board. Like, boom, boom, boom. I go, you know, don't do that. I go, you don't know what he's thinking or what she's thinking.
He could be taking it wrong.
And that's the thing with that license plate, gun owner.
Yeah.
I feel like half the people, I'll do 40% of the people would stay away from the car. Because he's a gun owner. Mm-hmm. 40% would be like, I'm going to engage this MF-er because he's a gun owner.
And then the other 20% just pass him by going like mimicking shooting guns.
Yes, that would be you. You know, it just means way too much.
Right.
It would be like having on your license plate, like, you know, I was going to say abortion lover. But who loves abortion? Nobody does.
The Democrats. Those drastic people.
They don't love them. I mean, we don't love them. It's just like, you know, it's like, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like, woohoo.
You know, it's so funny. Everything in this whole world right now is politicized.
Politicized and polarized.
Yeah. It's what happened
and
to
so
the world?
So nothing feels...
Why can't people just talk?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You've got to be a comedian in this world right now because only comedians can get away with it.
Can get away
with it. You're like, just kidding. Yeah. It's comedy.
It's comedy. Get over yourself, people. Yeah. Don't take yourself so seriously.
Because, God.
Yeah, so I was talking to you about how, like, if it was somebody else, we could have focus on the negatives. And not like there was a lot of negatives, but the negatives were kind of intense.
Mm-hmm.
Such as...
No place to sleep.
No place to sleep in this camper. And literally, we got to, and the reason why we ran to camper specifically was so we would have a nice place to drive in.
Yeah, and also that we could, because there was so much hoopla that, Jesus is coming.
Right.
If not, maybe there was going to be this solar flare. Or,
right.
And we wanted at this, when
Normano
we thought about
really had us being... Yeah, Armageddoned up.
Raptured up. And we thought the best thing to do would be to be self-contained.
Yes.
So we, you know.
And have a full tank of gas before we get to Eureka.
Correct, which is what we did.
Yeah. Yep. And so we had planned it. And the problem was, you know, it slept 6 or 8 people. I don't know what 8
people
these are.
We don't know. I don't know. They must have been midgets.
I don't know. And didn't mind sleeping in holes.
Yeah.
Because, like, the gentleman who we ran the camper from, mm-hmm. Put on top a bunk bed over the main king's, full
bed. And in the picture, in theory, it looked okay.
Yes.
But when we got there, it was like, wait, what?
You have to literally climb through a hole to sleep.
Yeah.
And so neither one of you or Dad was going to do that.
And
so I ended up doing that, which meant... you know, for someone who gets a little claustrophobic.
And you, when you had your MRI for your Lyme disease, you had to be heavily medicated.
Yes, heavily. With anti-anxiety. I just took a trip. That's my goal. I was just like, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm not going to open them until you tell me to open them. And because if I open my eyes during the MRI, then I'm engaged in where I'm at, which is the top of the MRI is right there in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to go for a ride. You know, maybe put one of my guided meditations on in the background. And mostly listen to 70s music.
Yeah.
And that's a big enough ride because all those guys writing those songs in the 70s, they were all high.
Yeah.
And so I regress back.
You did regress, though.
I did.
You were like sleeping in the in this camper. It was like looking back at you and you were like in the womb.
Yeah.
You had to sleep on your side.
Yes.
Because to go back really far meant that you were in a dark, really tight space.
And also, if you sat up, you'd hit your head.
Oh, you can't sit up.
And so I'm just like, what if I started coughing or what if I got a cramp in my leg?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you had to, literally, you couldn't just roll out of bed. It really was a hole. You had to sliver in.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm an American. I'm just not built like this.
That's right.
And so screw this.
And so Dad took the little mattress that the guy had built on top of that bed, put it on the floor.
Yes.
And well, we had a tip out, so I got the dinette.
Right.
And so I was in on the dinette. And
you had the best seat of the house.
I did, actually.
Yes.
But I am the mama.
Yes. Yes.
If mama ain't happy,
no one's happy.
If mama ain't charming,
no one's charming.
Right.
Exactly.
So we pulled the tip out, so it gave Norm enough space to put the little mattress
on the floor.
In the floor.
Yeah.
And so that's where we all slept.
So in so many ways, I felt like this was a good thing.
Yes.
But, you know, there were just definitely issues. And the other issue was, like, we had someone, start a fire right by our... literally, right? But I guess that's standard.
That's standard in campgrounds.
And but you're like, it's 10 o'clock at night. You're like, why am I smelling smoke in the camper?
Yeah, well, this we smelled lighter fluid, too.
Oh, that was it. Lighter fluid. Why am I smelling lighter fluid? Who's starting us on fire? This is wrong.
Yeah.
And then the biggest complaint I have, which is crazy, everybody's enjoying the process of the eclipse, you know?
We're all out in the sun.
Yeah, and it's just...
And there's people from Poland,
and Spain,
and Germany.
All over the world.
Yeah. And Julie's got a little science experiment that she's doing on our picnic table, and everybody's fascinated by it.
Yes.
Do you want to share that real quickly?
Because you set it up like it's some big deal, but it's just literally a piece of white construction paper. And we're noticing that as the shadows look so fun. You know, they look like little slivers.
But don't you poke a hole in it?
Okay, the hole thing did not work at all.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And so that was a default one. And then I go, but Normano, Daddy, you see all these little, like...
They look like little crescents.
Crescents. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, but that's just, it's going to be, that's just, I go, that's the sun, you know? Mm-hmm. He goes, no, it isn't. I go, yeah,
it was.
And when there was, when the sun was waning, it was that. And when the sun was waxing, it was on the other side.
Yes.
He goes, this is fascinating. So that was kind of fun.
And so people wanted to stop and get pictures of themselves with the science experiment.
And what I was really amazed at is that I would take video of some of these things that was going on. And I am a swearer. And I am shocked by how much I easily swear.
That you don't even know you're swearing.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I was saying stuff like, this is effing awesome. Oh my gosh, this is effing amazing. This is effing so cool.
Effing once in a lifetime.
Like, really? Julie? You're an adult woman. And then we had some family over last night. We had some company last night. And they were saying... that if you swear, it's a sign of genius. I'm like, well, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll take it.
They're all hoping.
Yeah, we're all hoping that's a sign of genius. And so now here's the biggest complaint that I have, but it all worked out.
Are you going to talk about what happened during the eclipse?
Yes, literally during the totality
of the eclipse. Let me set this up just a little bit.
Sure.
Because during this... So you got lucky,
by the way.
We're at this campground, okay?
Yeah.
And so we're all out. Everybody's out.
And it's 92 degrees. It's hot.
It's hot in St. Louis or Eureka, Missouri. It's hot. And I remember the summers down there in southern Illinois. And the entire campground is blasting.
Right.
What's the name of that part or whatever? What's the name of that group?
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler.
I don't know. I think it's Tyler.
But it's the But it's a total eclipse of the heart. Over
and over
and
again.
And over and just blasting it.
And then they stopped, and then everybody clapped. Yes. Like, we're done with this song.
But because everybody's excited. They're all waiting, you know. People have come from everywhere.
And we're checking in with our glasses and seeing the crescent
everybody
move.
Everybody has the glasses, and we had our leftover ones we were selling for $5 a piece.
Yeah. You know?
Didn't sell too many.
No. We're saving it for next year, next time.
2024.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you go ahead and tell the rest of the story about what happens. Because I'm trying to set this up because I wanted to say that this week was the largest Powerball in history.
Yes.
And what happened at this moment that Julie is about to tell you proved to me that we needed...
Yes.
To play the Powerball.
Right.
Because of the odds of what's happened that Julie's going to tell you.
Right. Mom thought we were very lucky because the odds of this happening were very minuscule and that we should probably play the Powerball.
Yes.
Which we did not win.
Oh, yes, I know that.
But
Julie, aren't we all winners? No,
yes,
kidding.
We're all winners. We're all Americans. We're all winners. Life is good. Y'all get a trophy. Here's your trophy. So we're here, and I am not joking. It is about 15 to 30 seconds before totality.
Right.
So it's getting closer and closer.
And totality means pitch black.
Right. Dark.
Dark.
And you could feel it.
You could feel it. And the air changes. The environment around you changes.
Crickets are cricketing.
And the crickets just start coming out in mass.
Yes.
It's quiet.
Yes.
And all of a sudden... Chirp, really, and it's like you're like everybody. The hairs are standing on on your back, and at that moment,
a car decides to drive up into Jellystone and park right across from our spot.
Our spot.
Now there's spots everywhere, by the way. So there's people everywhere.
Yeah,
and because it's dark out, they have their lights on.
Yeah,
and then they turn the reverse lights on. They're going to back up into us. So at the moment when we only have 2 minutes and like 10 or 14 seconds.
Yes, 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
To experience this.
Right.
I've got somebody literally driving around with their headlights on and then backing up into us.
Right. And leaving him on.
And leaving him on.
And you're like, you're screaming at him.
I'm like, turn your lights off, please. Turn your lights off, please. And I was about
ready to go. She's saying kind of nicely. But that's
not
what you said.
I did notice that in my video that I took, I did say,
please
turn your lights off, please, in a very stern teacher voice. I'm going to come kick your butt. What are you
doing?
Came
all the way down from Chicago.
I just couldn't believe the odds at that moment. And 2 minutes goes by slow and fast.
Mm-hmm.
And there were things I really wanted to experience. I didn't experience.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look for any stars.
Mm-hmm.
Normano says, I didn't see any. I go, well, you know what? I have better eyesight than you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, maybe I could have seen a star or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see the corona.
Yes.
And it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And it did get dark. I mean, it got pitch black.
And then just the
well, not like midnight
all the
black.
Insects were like, that was the most fascinating thing. And what's interesting, too, is that person got out of their car. You're saying, Turn your lights off.
They were even in their car at this point.
They had
sneaked around.
Our lights are off.
Yeah.
But they had that car that...
Yeah, the lights stay on for 2 minutes.
The lights stay on until that person walks in the house, goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do, but...
And so that was... I'm like, for heaven's sakes. And I just thought, could you have not pulled... I mean,
why
did you time it like that?
Yeah.
And their mother probably like, we got to get back to Jellystone by this time.
Yeah.
Because that's when the totality... I'm like, when everybody is looking up in the sky and enjoying
and in the
moment,
street. We're
you're
all
going
the street.
To then decide to pull in.
Yeah.
And I just was not a happy
camper.
You
were livid.
Well, but I had to be the moment, because the moment is... I am looking at something that I have never seen before
that you
in my
wanted
entire
to go
life.
6 years ago.
Yes.
And you said, Mom, put this on our calendar.
We're going. I don't care what's happening in my life. I'm
Lyme
going.
Lyme
disease can't stop me. Meningitis can't stop me. My mind pattern can't stop me. Like, well, this is going to be $1,000 for 2 minutes and 12 seconds. It was worth it.
That's right.
I could die tomorrow. We're going to do that $1,000 anyway. Leave it to Elliot. Screw Elliot. He's fine.
He did okay.
Yeah, he was not a happy camper either.
No.
He showed his disapproval when I picked him up from the breeder or from the border.
Yeah.
Boarding or the border.
Yeah.
He looked at me
we
like...
We sent him over the border.
Came back a different dog.
He had to climb the wall.
Yeah.
The invisible
wall.
And
so a lot of people were leaving that day.
Yes.
And I almost wish we did and didn't. I mean, I enjoyed staying another day.
I was grateful that we stayed another day.
Me too. Yeah. Except we had to spend one more night there.
Yeah.
And it was
interesting because, you know, like Jill said, it's like extremely humid in St. Louis, and it's in the 90s. And so luckily, you know, we made sure we had air conditioning. And so you plug it in, and it's like one of those roof air conditionings that you see on campers. Except this thing was so loud.
Right.
And it was like, I mean, not just like white noise.
Right.
Which people were, I was telling the story to, and they go, well, white noise is awesome to sleep to.
Yeah.
No, this was like construction noise.
Right.
And it would be on until it hit the temperature mark.
Well, that's the camper too. The camper was just loud driving down the road. I mean, there are times I was talking to you guys, and I was right next to you, and like yelling at you.
We there was this little box. It was kind of attached to one of the sun visors, and we were kind of exploring the camper, and we're driving down, and Julie's going, "Hey, what's that?" You know, and we could hardly hear because it was so loud. It's like, "Let me look," and we opened the box up, and there's
earplugs.
Earplugs, really?
That's all you can
say.
Yeah, really? I go, so for every little problem this camper had, which was a decent camper.
Right, overall, it was great.
It was a Winnebago. It was decent. It was nice.
Diesel.
Yeah, good, decent gas mileage.
Yeah, good gas mileage.
Normano wanted to get 20 miles a gallon. I'm like, really, Norm? Really?
But can we just say that? Really?
Really? You thought you were going to get 20 miles a gallon on this thing? But
I think we ended up about 15, though, 16.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I do it again in a heartbeat, which we will do.
Yeah, in 2024.
And it's funny, though.
But a lot of people are coming down with this.
Yes, everybody's like, we got to go.
We're going to go to Jellystone.
Let's all rent campers and let's rent cabins. Yes. And let's just stay there in the cabins. It's going to be a great experience.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so instead of going mobile, we're going to have everybody come down.
Yeah, but I'm going mobile.
You're going to go mobile still.
Yes.
There you go. Well, somebody said last night that it's going through Bloomington next time, and I don't think
it is. That's true.
I really remember looking at it. I didn't think that was true.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to burst their bubble.
No. But anyway, so we were you know, listening to the KMOX news in St. Louis, and heard word of the Powerball, the big $700 million Powerball. And so at that point, I said, what are the odds of having a solar eclipse in our state,
right,
you know, very close to our state? When the last one was in 1917 or 1918, that was, you know, in the United States in totality. So those are high odds. And so, and what are the odds of us being there?
Because
literally, that's zero to none.
Right.
And then what are the odds of a car coming at that only at that exact time?
Yes.
Not 5 minutes before, but the exact time of totality.
Right.
A car comes right in front of you, Julie.
Yeah.
And then turns the front lights.
Yeah.
But the back lights are still on.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Then we said we must play.
Play the lottery.
We must play the Powerball.
And unfortunately, you're not Pippa.
Yeah.
Which she says, whatever I say comes to true.
That's right.
It's true.
That's what she said.
That, or maybe soon it will happen.
Yes. Well, we'll predict that. It's soon
that will happen.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Somebody else won it, Massachusetts mm-hmm. woman.
One woman.
Who told everybody the next day. Like, she was like, I'm not even going to wait. There's no point in waiting.
I don't care who knows.
I'm not going to my job.
She quit her work.
I told them that morning, I'm not going. You know, it's funny because
I'd be the first person after that happened to order a bubble.
Yeah.
Because I just would live in a bubble
wrap.
Bubble for a while. I wouldn't want anything to happen to
me. Which is kind of sad because all of a sudden your luck is really small then. Like, you can't do anything.
I'm in a bubble.
I don't want to die just yet. I think you'd get over it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know.
Because once you got the, I guess once you got the, you know, like the lawyers and stuff, and so I knew that everything would go to you and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Then I'd be like,
I thought we all split it. You get a third, I get a third, and Dan gets a third.
Oh, of course.
Okay. But then I get your third then.
Yes, exactly.
I see.
Yes.
There you go.
Only if Doug doesn't get any.
Yeah, he might. But, I mean, we it was nice to fantasize about what you do with the money. And I think even, like, after you take your big payout, you take it all at once maybe, and you pay the taxes, I think she was left like $200 million
still,
which is a far cry from $700 million.
Though
you gotta watch your pennies a little bit at $200 million.
That's right.
But you think to yourself, oh, she's like, okay, I'm 50 something years old.
53, I think she was.
And if I spent $1 million a year, I would be 100. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm good.
We're still good.
I'm good. Yeah. 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 But I guess her Facebook page was just blown up with people asking for $100,000.
No way.
$100,000 here, $100,000 there, yeah. $100,000 here.
Then she goes, excuse me, I'm buying Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. I'm closing my Facebook page down. But what was interesting, I remember back in the day when someone won $40 million. And everybody was like, oh my gosh. And at that point, they would talk about how people would just ask you for like $20,000. Mm-hmm. Like everybody just wanted $20,000 from you, $20,000.
Yeah.
Now it's 100.
Now it's,
because $20,000, what are you going to do with $20,000?
Yeah, really. You won't even bend
over
to
pick it up.
We're
still making the same amount of money we did 25 years ago. No 30, kidding. But yeah. Everything's still more expensive.
We're still making the same we made in the 70s, you basically. Know.
So that was kind of weird. So I would rate my experience a 10.
Yeah. One other thing that I felt was our TV didn't work. We couldn't figure out how to raise the antenna.
No, we raised the antenna.
Oh, we did raise the antenna?
Yeah, but we still couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were, you know, in this van, and so Norm walked down to Jellystone General Store to see if they had any video rentals. Mm-hmm. And they didn't.
No.
But they had some that they were willing to let us use.
Uh-huh.
So they gave us a list, and it was stuff like Moana, Frozen.
Right, kid stuff.
Yeah. And so we ended up seeing Race to Witch Mountain.
With The Rock, because you guys know how Mom loves The Rock.
I love The Rock. I love him. And then we also watched over and over again the Hannah Montana story.
Yes.
With Miley Cyrus. So,
well, we thought it was the movie, but it was not the movie. No. It was just the last season.
Yeah.
And it was like,
which
whoa.
I'd already seen.
Yes, of course, oh my you're God. A big fan. and so that was fun.
So 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm still watching.
Yeah, and I have to say that I was surprised that I was the crabbiest on the trip.
You were the crabbiest. Yes. And you kind of lost your temper a couple times. And
when did I do that?
When you hit Dad the head.
Okay, well, sure. That was not intentional. You had been...
Ha.
Yeah.
Ha.
We were getting Subway, mm-hmm. and I had a little bag of trash, and you had called him back for something. I can't remember what.
Yeah,
you want him to get coffee at the gas
station.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I wanted to get some coffee, yeah.
And you were upset with him because he had been leaving the doors open.
Yes.
All the air conditioning out.
That's right. Yes. Mr. Farm Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 99 degrees.
Yes.
And he'd open the door and leave it open.
Right.
And so that's why I was mad at him. Yes. I had good reason.
I figured I would then throw him the trash bag quickly out the door so he closed the door really fast. Except I did not realize at the exact same moment he would put his head in the car. Hey, guys, what do you want?
And I'm like,
bam!
Slaps him in the...
And I thought to myself, I am like the luckiest girl in the world.
Yeah.
Because people are like, why? You're the luckiest girl
Wait,
in the world.
What?
If it would have been any other person, yeah. they would have been upset
right.
or angry.
I mean, because you knocked him.
I knocked him hard, yeah. but he laughed.
Yeah.
He laughed hysterically.
Yeah.
And he laughed because you were laughing.
I was peeing my
and
pants
then,
laughing.
And then he goes, oh, thank God, Chris is no longer mad at me. I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team no matter what.
I'll take one in the face for that.
Yeah. Because at least Christine's not mad at me anymore.
I do. There's not a door that he ever closes. If he's working in the kitchen,
yeah.
you go in the kitchen, every single cabinet door is open.
I don't understand either.
You oh, good.
So I don't, you don't, you no, don't he do does do that.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll catch myself doing it as well. And yeah. I said, stop it.
No. Cannot do that.
You know, there's no, we don't have to have all the doors open. There's no point.
Yeah.
Unless we want to remove all doors and just become one of those people that we no longer have doors.
So that
I don't
really
know what kind of people those are.
Yeah, really.
I'm just assuming there's people out there that just remove all their doors.
Yes.
They find their barriers.
That's called having teenagers, right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Or probably a little younger than teenagers. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because I really would want my teenager to have a door. Like, I don't need to see what's going on behind there. You guys think you're
well, I know that some parents, that's how they, you know, rather than take their iPad away, they take their door away.
Oh.
They can't smoke pot in their room, and who knows?
I'm sorry for yawning.
That's okay.
It's been one of those weekends.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the party last night.
Yeah. Again, you were charming at the party last night.
You know, I love this word that you're using about me, because it means really to me that I'm really in normal life, not. What was mom last night? Wow. Charming? I don't know, because
it's not her normal personality.
That's not who she really is.
No, you're normally just you.
Yes. Kind of funny and also kind of...
Well, I have no problem telling people what really you're thinking.
Yes. The ones I love.
The ones you love. Right. Yeah. The ones you love, you share it all.
Right.
And the ones you don't necessarily love, you know, they're part of your second inner circle.
Yeah. I'm charming.
You were charming, but it was so cute because before, everybody was late, which you know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Doug always being late, you're like, they're all liars. They're all, and I'm just like, okay, let's not connect with this.
Let's be here at 4. So I'm, you know, I had curled my hair and everything. Yes. 5:30, they roll in.
Yes. Like, and I'm like, please don't say you guys are all liars.
Yes.
And then David goes, I'm sorry we're late, but my parents were in Oregon at the campground. And I said something really stupid.
What'd you say? I didn't hear that.
I said, well, they could have came. Which would have been fine.
Yeah, it would have been okay.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
Okay, but it would have been a different experience.
What it was just a small get-together,
yeah.
Which is what we wanted because we wanted
Jack's,
to hang out with Jack.
It was Jack's first birthday.
Yeah, and so we just wanted to hang out with Jack and you know, Hillary and Dave and
Doug.
And Doug, and just play with Jack.
Yes.
And it was a great experience because had good food.
Mm-hmm.
I made... little Hillary's got celiac, so she can't have gluten at all.
That's Jack's mama.
Can't have gluten at all. And not can she not have gluten.
She can't be near it.
She can't touch it.
Right.
Because, like, if she touches gluten and then touches her face and, it, like, one billionth of a percentage, she can have this huge reaction.
Right.
So we made sure that everything's not gluten.
Right.
So we had corn tacos.
We had a gluten-free party.
We had a gluten-free party. And then I bought little cupcakes for Jack, the little baby ones, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that had gluten in it. And it was great because at the end of the party, he's having his, you know, we're doing his first year,
mm-hmm.
put a little candle out, took pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I gave him 4 cupcakes, 2 chocolate, 2 vanilla.
Yeah. And he's tentative because he's never had anything like that
before.
No,
he really hasn't.
So he very, very gingerly reaches out for the white cupcake, a little mini white cupcake.
Yes.
And he puts it in his mouth and he's like, whoa. You can just tell there's like this immediate reaction.
Yes, exactly.
And he downs that thing.
Right.
And he reaches out for the chocolate one.
He starts munching on that.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Hillary has been, really from a very young age, she's been teaching him sign language.
Right.
And she's extremely frustrated because he never uses it.
And she cries.
She cries when she, oh, it's, you know, it's time to learn sign language.
Yeah.
And he'll just cry and cry. But she's been teaching him different signs like hello and
finish more,
things like that. And so he, after he finishes his white, and it's all over his face, after he finishes his chocolate cupcake, he takes both hands and reaches for the white and the chocolate. And before he does, he looks up at his mom and he goes,
more.
He signs more.
I said, Hillary, are you watching this? He goes, is he signing more? I go, yes.
Yes.
He goes, that little son of a bitch.
That's the first time he's ever done that.
That's the first time he's ever signed more.
And I said, that's the first time he's ever wanted more of anything.
Exactly. He goes, he doesn't want more squash. Sweet potatoes. Yeah. Squash or peas. He wants more cupcakes. More. Mama, more, please. More.
He's just like, oh, more.
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 And he's like, oh, my gosh. It was hysterical.
It was funny as hell.
Oh.
But this kid, he is just the sweetest kid.
Yeah.
You rarely see, like, babies that are this even.
Right.
And sweet and just, I don't know, they're just hard to come by.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know? He's just like a kid.
Yeah, he's
you
a know, kid.
You
kid.
You can pass me around.
He's like,
you
know? Spanky.
Yeah, I oughta. Yeah. And I'm kind of fun to be with.
Yeah,
I'll work with you people.
I'll work with you.
I'm only here for the weekend. You know, you know. He's just, and they know it.
Oh yeah,
they know. They're lucky that they know it
because. Right.
when we had you, we didn't know you how good you were.
Right.
We just saw all kids were like this.
Yes. You know? And you had Greg, who taught me how to escape from my playpen. who opened a whole new world for me.
That's right.
You know, I can rebel. What do you mean? I don't have to listen to what mom and dad tell me to do. As a little baby, we had this agreement between us, you know.
You had to look.
Yeah, we had, you know, even now, like a little baby, as soon as he started crawling, I'm like, I'm going to follow this kid.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's got a plan already.
He's a man with a plan.
Yeah, he's a man with a plan. I'm going to follow this little kid. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because Julie was like, I love sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm a baby and I can't, I'm just one sleep. And Greg's like, what's sleep? Yeah. Screw it.
The day's too short as it is. I got a lot going on. I got a lot to learn. I got a lot to practice. I'm going to teach myself how to play piano and play guitar and speak French. And that got to start now. And yes, I'm only 1 year old, but I don't care.
I'm going to
make my older sister my bitch.
Yeah,
she's going to do everything
for
me.
She'll do everything for me. If I don't have time to hold my bottle,
she's going to hold my bottle for me.
That's right. Whoa.
I'm sure that's what Greg thought.
I told the story last night about how Greg was like, well, I'm going to run away from home. And I remember going to this yard sale and I found this giant suitcase for 25 cents.
Yeah.
And it was possibly over 3 feet tall,
right,
and 3 feet wide. And I said to myself, the next time he said he's going to run away from home, I'm going to give him that suitcase.
Right.
And he did, and he packed it, and it was so cute because we was walking out of the apartment building where we were staying and living, and this old lady that lived above us, she was so sweet, and she came coming home from work, and she saw Gregory walking out, dragging the suitcase, and she's, oh, little guy, what's going on? He's, oh, I'm running away from home.
Running away from home.
Said, oh, okay, you know, but he didn't get far. I was like, I can't believe I got to drag this thing with me.
Yeah, and he didn't get that it was intentional that you were making him work for this. Like, kiddo, I'm not giving you a $100 bill and like a little knapsack. If you want to run away from home, you're taking all your stuff with you, making it worth it. You think twice.
But so this kid is like, he's just like, I don't know. It's like so refreshing.
Yes.
And so sweet to just have this kid just like be like, hey,
yeah,
I'm with the group here.
Right.
And we got him some balloons and he was like, I'll play with some balloons. Yeah, yeah. It's fine. Otherwise, I'll just kind of hang with you guys.
Well, it's so funny because when we had your grandkids over like 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago and we got them balloons.
Yeah.
And it was like, who would have thought a dollar bag of balloons could be so much fun?
Exactly.
And you,
I knew.
You knew.
Yeah.
And you're just like, we got to do this more often.
Yeah.
The balloons work.
Yeah.
Balloons and bubbles are magical things.
Yes.
They're just magical things, you know? And you're just like, we're going to work this thing, baby.
Yeah.
It's and you go back to the simple stuff. It's the same thing over and over with kids.
It's the same thing. It's
balloons,
simple.
Bubbles, and fun music.
Yeah.
And you can dance.
He dances a lot. What's that song? He loves this song. I mean, he can stand, but he can't walk yet.
Right.
But he's a big kid. He's like a big...
Like spanking.
He's like big kid. And he loves this song, Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah.
And so we were playing it. And gonna have a spirit in the sky.
Well, it's funny because I guess...
And he just starts...
Starts moving his body.
Moving his body.
And I guess they figured he liked this song when they were watching the movie Founder.
Keaton, Michael Keaton.
Yes.
No, yeah.
And at the end, they play this song.
Yeah.
And they're just noticing Jack was like moving his body up and down. Like, go on, spirit in the sky. That's where I'm going when I die.
Gonna take me to the. I don't know the words, but yeah. So we were playing that last night.
And he was just like moving up and down again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I like this song.
And then they found a second song that he loves.
Born to Run.
And it was great because that's one of our favorite songs.
Born to Run.
Yeah. So it was sweet.
It was sweet. It was a good time. And it was, you know, I had asked, I had done an invite to Hillary's sister, which it was like a fake invite. Like, I knew she wasn't going to come.
Right.
And I didn't really want her to come.
No.
It's a long trip.
Right.
It's
from Chicago.
Yeah. There's just no point. It's
going
to be a small little thing. And I just really wanted it to be intimate because the more people you invite, the less intimate it is.
Sure.
And you got to share everybody with everybody.
Well, not only that, but I wouldn't have gotten my fill of Jack.
No. You wanted to get your Jack fill in.
I did.
Jack fill. Jackaville. And did you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. What I wanted to say, though, is that they, because Dave comes from a family of 11 kids.
Yes.
And there's like 18 or 20 grandkids.
Right.
Hillary comes from a family. No, her dad's got how many? 8 or 9?
Seven, six.
Yeah.
Seven.
So it's not as if they don't know.
Right.
Because they got all these kids around them.
Right.
And they do know that he's special.
Right.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Good baby.
And that's what it's nice to know, because you know that it could go south.
Right.
You could have one of those southern kids that went south.
It went south.
Which means they cry for everything.
Yeah. You know? You can't make them happy. They're not happy with anything.
Yeah, they're just not.
And you're like, you don't know what's wrong. Because what you want is you want them to like you as much as you like them.
Yeah, you just want it to be a happy experience.
Yeah. You know, he may turn still.
He could.
And he's got many
years. He's got time.
He's got years to go up and down through his stages.
Right.
You know, he'll figure it out.
Right.
He'll go through the stages and so forth. So, you know, you were very charming. And I want to say, we talk about the pillar time. You know, it's pillar talk. It's good to just sometimes keep your mouth shut about things that bug you,
mm-hmm.
and just be happy,
yes.
with the things that you can appreciate.
Right.
Like, you didn't say right away, which I've known people to do, like, you guys are all late.
Yeah.
You're being very rude.
Right.
And you know what? Then for the next 2 hours, everybody's like, well, we don't have to be here then.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But instead, you didn't say anything.
Oh.
And guess what? Everybody had a good time. It's like, no one, you don't have to throw your disappointment around to people.
Right.
And I know people who do that.
Yeah.
Well, like, they were being rude and they should know for next time.
I think that's the thing. You know, people say you should know.
Yeah.
I always measure that, and because if I really have to ask myself, should these people know?
Right.
And most of the time, probably not, because it wouldn't make any bit of difference anyway.
Right. Know? And it didn't. I don't have to be the one to tell them.
Right.
It's not my duty to tell people their flaw.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of interesting last night. Real quick, because we only have about like 10 minutes of the show left.
Whoa.
So last night I saw the after party.
The after party.
Yeah. The after
the Mayweather McGregor fight.
The after party. After the show, we go to the after party to the hotel lobby. No.
Is that the guy that pees on girls?
Yes, yes, it is him.
What's his name?
R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah,
R. Kelly. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
I know.
I just love that summer song, you know. It's a good song. But anyway, so it's Doug.
That's I also want to say, too, that allegedly pees on girls.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, because I've heard.
I don't know if they're girls.
Yeah, and I've heard that peeing on from, you know, that's not just R. Kelly. I mean, I've heard that Trump's done it.
Yeah, and I've heard everybody. And yeah. Also, too, if you drink a lot and you fall asleep and you pass out and you happen to pee in bed and there's a girl next to you, is that really peeing on a girl?
Exactly.
I mean, yes, it literally is.
Yes.
But the intention is different than I
motivation
pee on.
Yes. Is everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm peeing on a girl.
Yeah.
You get the impression that you're literally peeing on a girl.
Yeah.
But if you're like drunk, passed out, relieved yourself in yes. bed, and it's wet, and he's like, you peed on me.
That's drunk peeing.
That's drunk peeing.
Yeah. That's not a golden shower.
No. And in my mind, I would cut you slack if it was drunk peeing. Golden shower, I'd be like, dude, you know, come on.
Right.
Get over yourself. your urine ain't that special. Right? It ain't that special. I don't have a jellyfish thing. I don't need it on me. If I had a jellyfish thing, I'd have you pee on me. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if that was like
our snake bite?
Yeah. So your spouse or your boyfriend who likes that stuff would like bring in jellyfishes and hope that you get bit so he can pee on you. It'd be like this whole big kink mess.
Yeah. See, then, okay. Damn it, Julie, you just gave me another idea.
What is that?
For a business.
Oh.
A kink club where you bring in the jellyfish.
Yes.
And so people have a legitimate reason to
right.
get kinky.
Right. Yeah. I cannot legitimately, my brain, allow a guy to pee on me.
Right. I just can't go
I'm
there.
I'm a feminist, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
That's just wrong. Now, if I got bit by a jellyfish.
Yeah. Right.
It's therapeutic.
Exactly right.
And therapy is different than being, you know, than some guy needing to pee on me. That's a different story. So, yes.
And then we could charge for that.
We could charge for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
What should we call it? Jellyfishpalace.com. Go there now. Get the...
See what it's about. Well, I don't want people to go to Jellyfish Palace because...
Don't go to Jellyfish Palace. That's mine. Yes. That's mine. I own it.
But what if it? Leave what if you don't own it yet, and they go there, and it's really horrible?
Or maybe it's just like a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, that's true. It could be a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, it's kind of like they make pufffish and jellyfish and blowfish.
Yes. So going
take your life into your own hands.
Exactly. So quickly going back to the fight last night, I saw my first real boxing match. I've been to wrestling, fake wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like fake news.
Fake news. Fake
but they
wrestling.
Do. They do the tricks. I mean, it's not like they're not athletic. Mm-hmm. But you know, we know they know who's the winner beforehand.
Ooh, is that fake though? Then if they know who's the winner?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's a performance.
Okay.
Art.
Yes.
But so I saw. So Doug did not tell me this before the party, but literally, as the party was winding down, he goes, "Come on, Julie, we're gonna go to Daniel and Amy's because they're having the fight." I'm like, "What fight?" You know, what fight? Greg, you know, Conor McGregor and
Mayweather.
Mayweather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money Mayweather. What's his first name? Can't think of his name.
Carl?
Carl Money Wait.
No, no, I don't know.
I don't either. These guys looked like they had a really good time, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
They were getting paid so much.
It was so much money.
Yeah.
So much money. It was crazy. And.
I'll let you break my nose, and I'll let you beat up my eye.
Well, and it was weird because, real quick, so then we got to go shortly.
Do we really?
Yeah, got 7 minutes. But anyway.
That's plenty of time.
It is for me to talk about the fight.
Yeah. Is there something else you want to talk about?
No, this was it, really.
Okay.
I want to talk about the fight. I think it's interesting.
It is, but 7 minutes is a long time.
Especially since I'm wasting a lot of it just talking between you, right. Telling people how interesting the fight doc is going to be. Since I'm such a aficionado of fights, aficionado, whatever it's called,
desperado, Jill, you're a desperado
with fights,
desperado.
Exactly. So we get there, and I didn't realize this, but they had fights before the fight. And
you missed those.
Well, they were still going because the real fight didn't start until like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And we thought you'd be home by then.
I go, what? I'm tired. I've been up since 4 o'clock, off and on, cleaning the house, doing stuff, working, studying, all this good stuff, right? And I'm there, and I literally took a nap in front of the TV set, laying on Doug's shoulder. And then I'd wake up, and he goes... And I just, everybody laughed because I was sleeping. And I go, oh, sorry about that. I'm just a little tired. And I just told Doug, I go, please do not let me sleep through the fight. Because that would be horrible to be here.
Yeah, he would do that, though.
Yeah. And so, finally, and during that time, we talked about the eclipse and my Lyme disease. And I was talking about someone was building a camper from scratch. That was pretty fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so here it is, the fight. And what I realized is both these guys, like, first of all, Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name is.
Mm-hmm. I know his last name is McGregor.
Okay, Conor McGregor.
Sounds Irish.
He's very Irish. I didn't understand half the stuff he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he, because he's a MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is he really?
Yeah. That was the whole point. He doesn't box.
Oh, my gosh.
He boxed in Ireland, but he doesn't, that's not his main. Mm-hmm. He's like the best MMA fighter right now.
Whoa.
But MMA fighters are.
Yeah, listen to Joe Rogan about
that one. What they do is they lose a lot of weight to get to a lower category, and then they get it all back.
Right.
And I guess he weighed in 2 days earlier, mm-hmm. 20 pounds lighter than he was. So he's 20 pounds heavier than
mm-hmm.
Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 2 inches longer arms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is not really a fair fight, except that Mayweather is undefeated. He's had 49 wins.
Yeah, Mayweather is Mayweather.
He's great.
Yeah.
But it was weird because I'm like watching this. I'm like, this is interesting. And I'm watching round after round. And I literally thought that McGregor was kicking butt. But I guess
the judges
felt it was mostly Mayweather that was kicking butt. And the reason why is McGregor would break bad and do MMA stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he would hit him in the back of the head, which is not appropriate. Uh-huh. And what you realize is that Mayweather fared much nicer through the years than McGregor.
Yeah. Well, I just as an aside, I remember this was years and years and years ago. I was in a psychology class.
Yeah.
And my professor was talking about Irish fighters.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, and because they're wild, you know. And
yeah.
He was saying that they usually come from very dysfunctional families,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see that it's an abusive parent situation, and that, you know, no matter what, you know, how bad the kid gets beaten up, he always gets up again. He will never stay down, no matter what. And they said these guys make the best fighters because you'll never keep them down. They got an ounce of life left in them. They're going to get up off the ground. And so I've always pictured in my mind that these Irish fighters, you know, because like I could see Italians doing that, but I guess not like Irish.
Well, it's interesting you say that because it makes more sense, because Mayweather, I'm not telling anybody, it's the fight's over, guys. Anyway, Mayweather wins in the 10th round. And
by a knockout? Or was it just
a knockout, but it was done by a technical knockout because the referee stopped
it. Okay, got it.
And McGregor was upset that the referee stopped it at the
end
because he said he shouldn't have stopped it then, because I should have gotten knocked on the ground and then I would have gotten back up.
See?
You know, he needed a break.
Okay.
McGregor needed a little timeout, but he hadn't thrown a punch in like 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And the referee is like, you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
But I think in the MMA ring, you can literally beat the crap out of somebody before they will throw the match.
Right.
And in boxing, they take it a little bit more seriously.
Right.
If you're not engaging, you're getting too tired, and mm-hmm. we don't want to see. And it was interesting because the
so when he talked afterwards, he said,
He should
let me go down so I can get some rest.
And get back
up.
And I thought, well, that's an interesting. But Mayweather's plan all along was to make him go the distance,
mm-hmm.
because McGregor has never fought more than 25 minutes. And so he knew now at 9th round, 10th round, that's when he's going to start getting tired. And
every round like 2 minutes long? Three minutes. Okay.
And so it was obvious that he was getting tired.
Yeah.
And Mayweather was just like then starting to pound
him. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And there were moments I thought Mayweather was... Yeah, I didn't know if he was scared of him or not in the beginning because McGregor was just going after him.
Sure,
because
he's got that. And that really is like a dysfunctional kid.
Right.
You just go charging.
Right.
You don't know how to,
There's no real plan or strategy.
You just go all out.
Where Mayweather had a strategy.
Yeah.
And he wanted to win. I think he believed he was going to win no matter what. I'm going to win this. And how am I going to beat you? You're going to go the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple things that happened... before we end the show real quick, that were really funny or interesting that I just didn't understand. First of all, both guys were happy because they got huge payouts.
Mm-hmm.
I think McGregor was happy that he was the last competitor for Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Mayweather said...
This is his last fight.
He goes, I know that everybody felt bad about the last fight with Pacquiao.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it went, but I know it wasn't that great of a fight, I guess. Right. So he wanted to give him a good fight, and this was a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, he seems like a really good professional.
Yeah.
And then
don't
this
you
morning,
appreciate that?
I felt he was kind.
Yeah.
And the day, Dad's like, everybody was talking on the radio how he treats women so horribly. And I go, that's so funny because I didn't get that at all. I know nothing of Mayweather. And I go, well, maybe he's just older now. I mean, he's 40 years old.
Right.
You know, I think...
He fought at 40. Wow.
Yeah. He took basically 2 years off the train.
Oh, wow.
And he's fought at 40.
That's so awesome,
though.
Yeah,
I know.
What?
And so at the end, they interviewed McGregor. And McGregor, before we go, says something that I don't understand one bit.
Yeah.
And
you literally can't understand
it. I don't understand it.
He's so Irish, right?
Yeah, so Irish. And we all bursted out laughing that we're watching it because we didn't get it. We're like, what does that mean? And you can't say something like that. What
did he say?
He's like, yeah, I turned him into a Mexican. He fought like a Mexican. That's what McGregor said about Mayweather. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
And I go, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And we're all laughing because literally we don't know what that means.
Alex Jones, what does it mean to fight like a Mexican?
Yeah. From an Irish dude.
Yeah.
Because maybe I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the best fighter in the world. I go, so
I fight like a Mexican.
Yeah, I fight like me. I go,
well, you should look that up.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get it. I didn't understand what that meant. And he said it as an Irish, but we heard it clearly. Mm-hmm. But we're all like, what does that mean?
I wish I could do an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Me too. I am my abuela.
It was more I wanted to say, they can take our life, but they will never take our freedom. I can't even do it then. So I'm grateful I saw it. Yeah. It was a great fight. J-Lo was there.
A-Rod?
A-Rod was
as well.
There. Yes. I don't know why you would get dressed up for a fight, though. You know,
they get dressed up for everything.
Yeah, everybody got dressed up. Yeah. I just would have gotten jeans and a t-shirt.
I would wear something that looked blood splattered.
Oh, interesting.
That's probably what I would.
That would be funny.
Our sweat
stain.
There
wasn't a lot of blood going on.
No.
Everybody was, but you could just tell that McGregor just hasn't fared as well.
Crapped out.
Well, like he had the cauliflower ears. Mayweather has,
yeah.
Mayweather is just a great fighter, so maybe that's the reason why he looks so good.
Yeah.
Like no one's touching me.
Yeah. And also MMA, those guys are just scrappers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just scrappers.
So that was our recap. I don't even know what we're going to talk about next week because I feel like we're going to be changing a little bit next week.
Are we?
Because I feel completed. Like we've ended the summer.
Yes.
We've done what we want to do. It was kind of in a fun break kind of from being serious.
Right.
Lyme disease kind of took me for a ride to hell and back and back again. And so I feel like there's going to be some things shaking up next week.
Wow.
I'm going to keep it a secret.
I'm open to that.
All right, cool.
Am I still going to go do my 5-minute comedy routine at the end of the year?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay.
So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Without a doubt, it was great.
It was great.